Alrighty, here we go.
The information from this podcast session is not intended or implied to be a substitute for personal medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained on or available through the session, is for general educational purposes only. Please contact your personal physician with questions regarding your own medical issues.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Episode 9 of the Doc and the Jock. I'm Charlene.
I'm Dr. An Kim.
And today we are going to talk about stress and the adrenals.
Yes.
Which
Oh, that's a big topic right here,
oh
right?
man. Oh,
Oh.
I think I came to you pretty much under a basically a year of fight or flight for a while. I
Yes.
was my blood work kind of showed that.
Yes. And the crazy part is that we have two adrenal glands. They both sit right on top of our kidney, and those are like so small. Huge impact, right? And the way you look at that is it's the hormones that it releases. So the stress impact actually starts from the brain, right? The brain actually functions. So what happens when you're stressed? So if I came to you, Charlene, in the office visit, and the first thing I said was, well, how are you feeling when you're stressed? What are the things that's happening in your body?
I'm sweating. I feel my blood pressure
Sweating,
going
blood
up,
pressure's going up.
heart rate, all that stuff. I feel probably anxious.
Anxious, right?
All that fun
Because
stuff.
if there's a threat,
Right? Or,
you're ready to go, right? You have to go. And that's what happens. So that's actually usually through when your brain starts, it's at the sympathetic nervous system. So that's actually, I know we're talking about adrenals, but I'm going to go through the sympathetic nervous system. It's actually, right along the spine, and it then releases a message to go and have the adrenals, and there's an inside part and an outside part. So inside is the medulla. I'm so sorry, I did the opposite. It's the cortex.
Taking me back to
Okay,
anatomy.
I know. And right
It's
now I'm just having a moment here. Medulla, and then there's the cortex. So the inside with the medulla has the epinephrine, norepinephrine. Everyone knows that as the adrenaline, right? You watch those movies and fortunately having an overdose or something, what do? They take the epinephrine, shoot it right up, and bam, you're awake,
Yeah.
right? And that's what you're doing. You're releasing all these different things, right? But then there's another part that's occurring all at this sort of at the same time is that you're going to the pituitary starts to release different hormones to help the body release other stress hormones, right? Which is what we call cortisol. We love
Ah,
our cortisol.
cortisol.
And then it also releases aldosterone. So aldosterone is also a hormone that salt regulation. So that's for your blood pressure, right? Cortisol is the sugar, right? Because then you got to be able to run.
Yes.
Run, 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 right? But then what happens is over time, your body has to stop doing it,
Right. It's a
right?
problem when it's constant.
Constant. That's what we call
I mean, I've
chronic
lived in
stress.
a year of constant stress.
Yes.
It's not good.
And constant stress is bad. So then we go into what we call chronic stress, right?
Yeah.
And then there's no loop. So the thing I tell patients all the time is if we were had an acute stress and we that acute stress was over and our body was able to stop the hormone, the loop, then we'd be okay. So one example in the animal world, herd, lion. Once a lion gets one, he doesn't go get 10 more. The other guys are like, he's safe. So they're off to thin thigh. And they kind of relax, they even shake. Animals can
Oh,
shake.
yeah,
That
shake it. Yeah.
actually regulates your immune system, right? And then boom, he's off. Not thinking about that lion getting me again, right?
Yeah.
Now, later on, but he doesn't go, well, is he coming back? Is he thinking about me? Is he around the corner, right? Because that threat is now over, right?
Yes.
So then all those hormones will slowly go back into normal. Okay. The problem is also too, as I tell patients, is that if you think it's done. So Even if the threat's not there, if you think a threat is there, the hormone cascade has started. Because if it didn't, you'd be too late. Like, if you went, well, maybe, maybe not. Like, that's why the minute you kind of think it, the action's done. So it starts, right? So that's why you can even start to feel that palpitation, even though nothing has happened,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
And I call it the my husband is late, he's dead on the side of a ditch, right?
Right,
Because
right.
the car didn't make it. Like, it's that like catastrophic feeling that you have is
Absolutely.
already happened, whether anything happened to him or not,
Yes.
because he was 5 minutes late,
Yeah,
right? 5 minutes
absolutely.
late, right? So that is what we don't want. We don't want
No.
that. I mean, but if it ends, but if we continually do it, then you're just kind of priming the pump, and until you kind of the system goes,
I'm done.
yeah, this is hard, right? And I don't think I can do this anymore, and then your cortisol actually starts to go down. You go
Sure.
high, then you go too low, right?
Yeah.
So the idea behind this is chronic stress, right? So you don't want to be in chronic stress. And then, so the adrenal is amongst the hormone organs, I guess, so you say. And I say adrenals, thyroid, and then we call the sex hormone. So ovaries or testes, depending on what you have born with, is adrenals is the king. So he's the guy who, first of all, makes sure that everything's okay, because if he is riled up, he will decrease. He'll affect the thyroid, and also affect the sex hormones. Because if it's not safe, it's not time to like manage the body or have a child,
Right.
because it's not safe. So your
Sure.
body has to stay safe, right?
Yeah.
So he regulates a lot of that, right?
Okay.
So
Yeah.
a lot of the times when people go, even with thyroid or sex hormones, is actually to look up and look at your adrenals and see how your adrenals are doing. So in my practice, as you know, is I don't just check sex hormones, I
Right.
check the adrenals, and then usually thyroids are usually tested with it, as in I like, if I there's already a thyroid, I won't test it, but I will test it if there's not. So
Okay.
I'm looking at the actual hormone pathway. I
Sure.
don't look all the way up into the brain until later, but when you're initially looking at the, except for like the FSH and LH, that's actually in the brain, but like the whole idea of just, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, you get
Sure.
a cortisol, you get a DHEA, you get all
Oof.
the other stuff there too,
Yeah.
which is, I think, really, really important. So
Absolutely.
what are the big ways that we manage this? As we
Yogas,
de-stress,
de-stress, spend time meditation, spend time in nature,
nature,
breathe.
breathing,
Breathing. I love.
self-care, right?
Yeah.
Everyone talks about self-care. Actually, like, I know this is so hard in this day and age, is to
Yeah.
like stop.
Don't do anything.
Don't do
Like, be
anything.
bored.
Be bored.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know how to do that.
It's hard.
So that actually, I'm gonna digress for a split second here,
Sure.
because we hadn't done that the last episode. I think burnout really, I mean, it's
Absolutely.
related,
Definitely.
and one of the big things that, if anybody reads about burnout, the treatment to actually burnout, whether in work or life, what part of life it is that you just kind of, and we go into that shutdown mode, is actually to do nothing. It's
Yeah.
not to do less of it. It's to actually just stop.
So hard.
So hard. And then it takes a little while to kind of push back through. And I think psychologically we use the word burnout, but I think physiologically, I think the adrenals are involved. That whole
Absolutely.
concept, right?
Sure.
Physiologically, is that your body just can't produce, and that compensatory mechanism comes down, right?
Right.
So the question is okay, well, you do, right? So as you said, we do things that help decrease and manage our stress, right? So we also learn how not to jump to, hey, someone's not here, they are dead.
Right.
Someone's not here because they're late is probably more likely,
Sure.
maybe traffic or
Right.
whatever it So that happens, right? And then food and nutrients, right? Their adrenals love their vitamin B, right? So we talk about different types of food. We decrease our sugar because if our cortisol is elevated, our sugars are already up anyway. And actually, that puts a lot of stress on our body as well.
Sure.
We have good protein. That's always good too, right?
Quality, yeah.
Quality protein, fiber, all those different foods that we eat that helps to balance us also helps to balance our adrenals. But we have the big ones also. So then we say, okay, well, how do we take care of our adrenals as well? There's herbals.
Sure.
Everybody loves their ashwagandha.
I got mine.
There's, and it's interesting too, because there's different states. So they talk about a high cortisol state. And then at the end of exhaustion, which we call adrenal fatigue or stage three, which people, some say there's no such thing as adrenal fatigue, but we can call it stage three adrenal, I don't know, decrease or whatever you want to call it. It's
Okay.
when it's not able to keep up with the cortisol. What I mean by that is it doesn't even, you can't even pump out the cortisol. And it's interesting because some people will say, well, if you have low cortisol, Dr. Kim, and high cortisol, like, isn't it, is it, are you still anxious? Are you still having those symptoms? And
Right.
the answer is yes.
Yeah.
When you have low cortisol, your body doesn't like it either. No,
No,
no. We
no.
like it kind of right in the middle. So it's more of an exhaustive state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's, you just, yeah. It's a pretty exhaustive state. So,
Have you been there?
yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you get to that point, though, then you're using different types of botanicals as well, because some will increase cortisol, some will decrease cortisol. So, Asian ginseng works really well with an exhausted state. Chocolate,
Chocolate,
dark chocolate, let
high
me just say,
quality,
high
yeah.
quality, 80%, the people say 70, but if you try to get to that 80% or above, 90% is a little hard, but you know what? If you can do it, I would, I do switch to 90% too. I do kind of back and forth.
Absolutely.
Helpful as well. It's the phytonutrients. And then there are others, rhodiola. So there's all these different kind of adaptogens that can help as well. There are some things that, this is not as conventional, but there are some even like a desiccated adrenals as help you. So not used that often, but
Right.
there's not as much data on that, but patients, when it works, it works.
So, all right. So, say you give supplements, all these things, but someone hasn't changed any of their stressors. Can
That's a great question.
it?
Doesn't work as well.
That's, yeah.
It
Okay.
doesn't work as
Yeah.
well. And you can tell why it doesn't work
Sure.
as well, because you're continually, you can't, you have to take the insult, right? If you're continually insulting the body with inflammation
Oh,
and all that
not
awful, things that, and you're causing this body to go into a chronic state, right?
fun.
So it doesn't work as well, and you're going to continue to do that.
Yeah.
So the other thing that people talk about is vagus nerve, right?
Yes.
So sometimes I talked about the sympathetic all the way at the beginning. Now we're talking about the parasympathetic, which is what I call the yin and the yang of the body, right?
Yes.
Or yin and the yang. Some people say it that way. I call it the balance. So sympathetic increases, parasympathetic decreases, and they actually call it the rest and digest,
Yeah.
right? Versus the fight and flight. Flight,
I gotcha.
So one of the big things that happen with that is that though when you go into chronic state, the vagus nerve that is supposed to do the rest and digest, and the vagus nerve is from Latin, vagal is the vagal part is called the wander. So this nerve is works all throughout the body, right?
Yeah.
The big one is the phrenic nerve that goes through the diaphragm on both sides, but that becomes important with the breathing. That's how you activate it, right? So the idea behind this is it's supposed to help you with that, but it also kind of takes a hit. I call it a hit, but there is a chronic portion, and that's what we call freeze and fawn. So that's where I'm so stressed out, I can't do anything. It looks like depression, but you can't make a
Sure.
decision and you're just frozen.
Uh-huh.
And in the animal world, they actually freeze
Yeah.
and play dead.
Right. Okay.
And then the idea behind it is the other one is like people pleasing behavior. So, and you've been under a lot of chronic and trauma, is that you're gonna make sure everybody's okay. So I call it to the detriment of self. There's a difference between you
Absolutely.
just kind of want to keep the peace and it's just not a
Sure.
big deal. But if it's to the detriment of self, then that is a trauma response, right? A chronic
Sure.
stress response, right?
Yeah.
So how do we work this is but we want to work the vagal part that actually helps us to balance the sympathetic. There's all these different vagal exercises. There's a lot of people on, the Instagram and TikTok and all this stuff showing them like how to work that as well. Stephen Porges is the one who, there's a whole book on it. There's exercises from it coming off of that book.
Okay.
There's all these different places. Yeah, it's
That.
really interesting. But the idea behind this is breathing, deep breath. That is one of the And within the autonomic nervous system, the good news is we don't have to think about breathing,
Sure.
but it's a few things, but we can also breathe by thinking about it too, right?
Yes.
So that's one of the big ways that we and then get oxygen to your brain, which is great because a lot of people, when they're stressed, tend to breathe super short
Yeah.
instead of that long, deep breath. So that's where
Uh-huh.
yoga helps as well
Absolutely.
because it's based off of breathing, right? Call it pranayama is a different. I think there's a that's the nostril breathing, but the whole idea of breathing, and then others as well. Face rub, believe it or not, behind the eye, like if you,
Ooh.
yeah.
Yeah.
So my husband does that one. He started to he does face rub, and I was like, oh, look at you, you're activating your vagal system.
He's
Good.
like,
Yeah, he gave me that look. I haven't talked about him, so that's what he does. So that's something you can do as well. Vagal nerve also, I said it's wandering, it's in the back, right?
Okay.
Ah, singing,
Sure.
gurgling starts to actually also help to activate our vagus nerve. So when you and I first when you came in to start the session, you talked about, if you don't mind, your son
Absolutely.
having a getting an
Listen,
expander and
yeah,
everything
'cause he's a
like
mouth
that,
breather.
mouth breather. Well,
Catch
guess
flies.
what? When they're not, he's probably not also activating his vagal nerve as well through the
Right.
back of his, which again, that can cause anxiety. And because you're not, that's another way we activate our vagus nerve.
Yeah, sure.
So as you
Yeah.
start to work on those muscles, kids also start to become more calm because of that. And again,
They should be.
oxygen too, not
Yeah,
breathing is very important.
it's probably
That's
bad.
not good to breathe either. So like it's a
Right.
complete,
Oh.
these are sort of different ways that we do
Absolutely.
that. Now the more expensive ways, those are all free, right?
Yeah.
You can do them at home. Is people, I don't know if you've heard of, have you ever heard of HeartMath?
No.
It's heart rate variability.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
HeartMath is just a company.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
but heart rate variability of
Sure.
is how your heart rate goes up and down, and that is actually a sign of health,
Overalls, yeah.
yeah, resilience. So HeartMath is just a company that that you work with. It watches you and tells you how to do certain things to help kind of improve your heart rate variability, is what it is.
Oh, cool.
Meditation. There's a meditation can do. They can help with improving all that stuff as well. And then there's different types of I call it like there's a vagal stim some people were talking about as well. I'll be honest, I don't have a ton of people on that. It's more external that they put on. So there's a lot of there's different ways that we can stimulate the vagus nerve.
Okay.
Nice way to But
Yeah.
as I said, it's a lot of it is the same thing.
Over and over again. Yeah.
Sleep,
Sleep.
Sleep.
So yeah, I mean, if you're not sleeping, you're highly stressed. I mean,
Yep.
it's just everything's connected.
Absolutely.
So like, I mean, and you're if you're, you know, so if you're not sleeping and you're stressed, you're most likely grabbing the crappy processed foods,
Yep,
right? So
like
that's just a
pork.
whole, yeah, that's even worse. The sugars, empty calories, chemicals, foods that are banned in other countries, just
Yep,
not here.
not here.
And you know, not working out, like everything else just starts, but it's all connected, and we just always go back to the same like lifestyle habits. That's kind of what my Strong 45 is focusing on right
Yeah.
now. They literally have a checklist of what they're supposed to do every single day. Go for a walk, sleep, and they just have a thing. And it's actually, I'm really excited to see. It's like one of the top groups I've ever had. And
Awesome.
I can't wait to see. They have journals they have to hand in at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm really pumped for that. So just getting everything, you know, connected when it comes to stress, the nutrition, like it's all together.
I think, and the big thing that you also wrote on there is habit. Right.
Habit.
So that continuous of doing something over time. I don't know as much, but one of the things I find interesting is in the Ayurvedic
Sure.
tradition when I was studying or learning about it, and I'm not, I wasn't studying Ayurveda, I was learning about it, was it's they're also very there's different habitual like things that you do.
Sure. Okay.
So it's the same thing. It's like if you know in the morning these are the things you're doing. They do also even just limb stimulation and things
Oh,
like
yeah.
that, which helps to drain toxins and things like that. So anything that you do, as you said, is that over time becomes habit for wellness supports our adrenals, right? Because
Absolutely.
the adrenals are like, help. There's a reason why, in my mind, the adrenals, because it's a very important organ, but it's not huge, right?
Right.
And it's sort of like if you think about thyroid, and it's a very important organ, but it's not huge. It's something with ovaries. It's because they're pumping out hormones, right? But it's a very almost like in a harmonious way. So like it's not supposed to sit there and like continually be blasting,
Right,
right?
right,
Like
right.
it's supposed to be there when you need it.
Yeah.
But the problem is we're over-tapping, right?
Oh, all
Now,
the time.
technically, the adrenals, quote unquote, doesn't get tired. I mean, that's kind of silly. Like, I mean, our muscles, we use the word tired, but it's just kind of like it's
It's
losing
just,
its resources. It's not like the muscle's like, excuse me, I'm
yeah, I know.
tired.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you stand
Yeah.
today.
Like, it's just more like, if you're going to use me, you need to make sure my resources are there, right? Or that you've
Absolutely.
worked me enough so that you haven't over, like, the load, right?
Yeah.
But it's like the next day can. And over time with recovery, it goes back again. So
Right.
I think it's that concept that's like after a while, you're like, okay, your job isn't to pump all the time. Your job is to like we all have cortisol. Because I had a talk with a patient today. I said, we all have cortisol. The problem is we need it to get us moving. In the morning,
Yes.
it's supposed to spike. And then we're supposed to have that for the rest of the day. And then it starts to go down in our siesta time between that three, 2 to 4, we all should be tired,
Yeah.
but not fully tired. I mean, that's our body's response to say, hey, it's time for us to like naturally start getting ready for rest.
Sure.
So then you can go to sleep, right? So we have to have it. So it's only supposed to be doing this little pump.
Right.
None of this like blasting in your face that's going on everywhere
Right.
else, and at the end of the day, then your body's like, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be in a state of frantic all the time, or am I supposed to be resting? Well, who's supposed to take over? And all of a sudden, the management gets a little bit.
Absolutely.
We don't want that many managers in the
No.
room. We don't need all of that, right? So I would say in general that, the way we take care of ourselves is we all know when we're stressed.
Absolutely. Yes.
So how do we, and we're never going to be in a world without stress,
Right.
but learning how to manage it, right? Be with our body, not against our body. Like, don't push against the stress and say, I can get over this. How do I manage that stress? And
Right.
right? So take care of ourselves, right? We talked about B vitamins. Oh, D is always good for everything, right?
Yeah.
Make sure we're taking our, or magnesium also helps as well. Because when we're stressed, we deplete our magnesium and vitamin C pretty darn fast.
Yeah.
Right. And you can tell with all of that as well. And then we individualize, okay, how do we manage this? Sometimes it's saying no, knowing our boundaries.
Yeah.
Not only just taking, toxins and the physical stress of it, emotional stress.
Right.
Learning how to say no is probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Get your
And move.
movement in. Strength train, you know, there's just kind of show up, consistent movement.
Consistent.
It's not that we're not here to, you shouldn't be there killing yourself because you should be able to move daily, whether it's a yoga, a walk,
Yes.
strength training. It shouldn't beat you up to the point of having to take 4 or 5 days off.
Yes. And
So,
I think the cortisol also
yeah.
is what happens is that when you start to do a beat up, that will increase your cortisol as well.
Right.
So we want to definitely work on decreasing that. So as you said, learning, like listening to your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing I like to, like during warm-ups, I'm like, all
Yes.
right, guys, how are you feeling? You showed up, you know, is it a day where we're just doing some cardio and you're moving and getting some mobility work in? And that's
Yeah.
okay.
Yes.
Hey, maybe you had planned, maybe you're just, you know, pick up that lightweight, see how it feels. If you feel good, okay. And if you don't, you have to listen to your body
Yes.
because that's when the trouble happens. We're
Yes.
tired, fatigued, when we're not thinking and not being mindful when we're
Yeah.
picking up weights, that's when the problems happen.
Yeah.
So,
And as you said, you should not be taking days to recover from.
no, that's like
No.
insane. Like I should, like, I mean, I move 7 days a week, 5 days I'm lifting, but I'm not beating myself up.
No.
Feels good. I feel energized after. I could still go on a hike or a mountain biking ride if I wanted to. There's definitely days that are harder than others,
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
sprinkled in there, here and there. But I just move consistently and I feel, because if I don't, I then can't sleep. So that is one thing that I
Yes.
need, even though I have to get back into my meditations and all of that. But,
I know the meditation,
oh,
but then,
man.
give yourself moments,
Yeah.
and I mean, I understand the data and, especially people who are like practitioners of meditation, they want you to like sit for 20 minutes and, or whatever it is. And I get that, but
Sure.
not everyone can do that all the
Right.
time. But if you can even just 1 a week, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But even if you take that 5 minutes and just give yourself time to sort of reset, because then it will get longer over time,
Right,
So
right.
I'm always
Yeah.
fighting that too. I'm not fighting that. I'm always trying to incorporate things of just that quiet that I feel like. I mean, sometimes I'll do it even just right before bed because that's the only
That's, yeah,
quiet
absolutely.
I
Yeah.
get. And then, some people are like, well, when I say some people is that some that when I've done pra with practitioners, they're like, oh, you don't want to go to sleep. But that is what happens is
That's
because,
what, yeah, it
and
doesn't.
you know, and you're right, you're not in the meditative state because you're like in the delta, we talk about brain waves, but you're in the wrong brain wave when you're
Right.
sleeping. So, you're going from really like beta to like, down into sleep, which is delta, and you want to go into more of a theta, nice and meditative spot. But I tell people again is that over time,
Yeah.
how you get to sleep, it's not as quick. You know what I mean? You need to
Right.
have a little bit longer, maybe in theta before you drop into
Definitely,
delta, right?
definitely.
So you just do your best you can,
Yeah, we started my 5-year-old with yoga or meditation before bed. There's on YouTube this like painting the rainbow. So we deal with it now. He likes looking at the screen. It's one thing that drives me nuts because I know we're doing it right for bed, but I'm like, he's enjoying it and he's breathing. So I'm like, I'll take it for now. But I mean, he asked me to like, I think we ended up with 20 minutes last night because he's like, play another one. I like this. Play another one. He's breathing. He's painting rainbows. Like, hey, it works, but just trying to start his habits earlier too with it.
And I think that's one of the good things that that's been happening is that like when I was trying to teach my girls breathing
Yeah.
and she said, oh, that's froggy breathing. We worked on, I don't know if she said froggy, but she was referencing some things that they use for kids
Yeah,
Oracle, and
absolutely.
they did some, we did some yoga poses and stuff, but I'm
Nice.
not the best with the yoga poses, but
Yeah.
we try, but not, just because I can't do them as well. You're not as flexible as you, I mean, you have to work on that, right?
Sure.
but over time. But yeah, I think that's great. Like they're learning this whole
Learning
learning.
skills,
Yeah.
yeah.
And sometimes, unfortunately, you end up using screen. You know, maybe you could
Right.
put a little blue block, you know, glasses on,
Probably
but
need to grab that.
yeah,
Yeah.
the
'Cause I mean, they
blue.
don't get screen time, so that's when he sees it and like, ah,
So like you
yeah.
could put at least put them a little like glasses
Yeah.
on them so you're not getting all that blue,
Yeah.
because that does affect melatonin and things like that. So,
Absolutely.
but yeah, and sometimes the kids actually like if they're not like when I got them for my girls, they were kind of excited because like I don't
Yeah.
wear glasses, but it's kind of fun that you don't have to be dependent on that.
Right,
So
right.
they got to kind of pick the colors they
Oh.
wanted and stuff. So
Oh,
it was kind of fun.
pick that up. Yeah.
Let you know that they're like, oh, now I want to wear it, you know.
Sure.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think my girl wore it to like school one day randomly, but she looked adorable, so whatever. Yeah.
Oh.
I think yeah.
I think
I think we're
we're good.
yeah, we're good.
Episode 9. We will see you guys next time.